Komoiawa Tamanui France and Tene, and this is your Wātea English News. Labour Party Deputy Leader Calvin Davis says having 6 Māori in the first 20 on the party list shows the party's commitment to Māori. Mr Davis is again second on the list, with Willie Jackson on 8, Willow Jean Prime promoted to 9, Speaker Adrian Rudafe at 11, Penny Henare at 14, and Joe Luxton at 19. He's particularly pleased to see Hamilton East candidate Georgia Dancy at 31, especially given the number of sitting MPs on the caucus whose seats are vulnerable.
There weren't many spaces for that many newcomers, but Georgia Dancy, who contested the Hamilton West by-election, she has whakapapa Māori. She is top-placed non-MP, so we're also very happy about that.
Calvin Davis. Labour's East Coast candidate says it's a chance to step up for the people in the weather-hit electorate. Tamati Coffey put off his retirement from politics to step into the gap created by the sudden departure of incumbent Kiritapu Allen. He says his experience in Wairiki will help during a short and sharp campaign.
When you've done a few campaigns, you learn every single time about what works, what doesn't work. It wasn't a landslide last time when I lost my seat. On the night, I lost by 400 votes. That's not a massive swing against me. There was some politics going on in that last election, and the cards fell the way that they did.
Tamati Coffey acknowledges Kiritapu Allen's work as East Coast MP and says she supports his decision to run. Finance Minister Grant Robertson says the Crown is still working through a process and support package for affected Māori land and communities in regions affected by extreme weather events. The government has come up with a cost-sharing plan with Hawke's Bay councils to buy out high-risk Category 3 residential properties in the region. The package will also address flood protection and urgent roading and bridge repairs. Mr. Robertson says owners of Category 3 properties will be invited to take up a voluntary buyout, allowing them to move on from their devastated land. Arotorua Mātauranga Māori Science Fair has uncovered some innovative concepts from rangatahi Māori. Te Arawa Lakes Trust Te Tū Kohungāwha Science and Design Fair drew 80 entries, doubling last year's count. The top prize went to Rotorua Primary Year 7 pupils Miriana Tawhai, Deborah Peaka and Tyson Cunningham from Ihinga, an aquabot that can be used to gather water samples, pest weeds and rubbish. Trust spokesperson William Anaru says many entries stunned the judges.
The kids these days, kids all the time are amazing, but you just see the whakaaro and thought that goes into some of this stuff and it just blows your mind.
William Anaru says the fair shows how Mātauranga Māori can have a place in the modern world. And that's your Wātea English News.